And of the things of the Lord, we've been a bit slack a few weeks away and just enjoying the break and visiting a few other churches that our family attend in different parts around. So we've just had a good time and just looking forward to a year ahead, as I'm sure everyone else is. But it's, as Pastor Chris said, it's all go from here on in. I think most people are back at work now and kids back at school tomorrow, and it's just good to see that the way the year's unfolding. But this morning I'd just like to speak about calling in your harvest. And I believe it's, you know, God's people, that's what God wants us to do. As we sow seed, as we speak into people's lives, you know, there will be a reward. Fruit will bear. The people that we speak to will come to know Jesus Christ and bear fruit, and the harvest will be reaped. Amen? And as we just heard also that today is the launching of our 2019 Grow groups, and so, you know, this year we're believing, as Pastor prayed, you know, that this year will be a great year for all of us, for our whole church, for every man, woman and child, you know, that God will do abundantly above what all we can ask or expect, according to the power that worketh in us. And that's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And that's what God wants to do in our lives, for us to grow in every way, to rise up and just to be the servants that he wants us to be. So we're believing, you know, that it will be a great year, and we have that great expectation. We need to have an expectation, don't we? We need to have a hope, you know, that that things will, all things work together for good. And as we just look at God and see that and think about that scripture that says that, that everything we do, everything we put our hand to will be for the good of God's glory. Amen? So we're just preparing ourselves for a good year, and for everyone who does attend home group, we're just looking for a great year for everyone. But for everyone who does go to home group, everyone who doesn't go to home group, look, please don't feel alienated or out on a limb if you don't go to home group. There's many reasons why you may not be able to go, but we do understand that. But we also, we are encouraging you this year with all our hearts, you know, that this year you might have it in your heart and say, yes, this year I want to make a stand. It could even be a part of your fast. That this year, you know, I take that step and I'll reach out and we'll go to a home group and enjoy all the benefits that a Grow home group can give and can bring to each and every person that goes along there, where we're able to grow in God, learn more about the things of God, just delve into the word. Delve mightn't be a good word, but to get into the depth of the things of the scripture and those deep down things, what they really mean to us, and to embed them in our hearts and spirits. So I just encourage you, everyone, to have it on your hearts this year. You know, as the pastor mentioned in his prayer, you know, for us to pray for everything that happens in every area of our church. You know, there's things happening all the week for different groups and meeting different people's needs. But for everything, you know, as we all come together, we all work together for the one thing, that's the end result, that people will come to know Jesus Christ. And so we want to have that within our hearts and spirits, that this year will be a year of reaping. This year will be a harvest. There will be grain brought in, so to speak. And that grain is souls for Jesus Christ. Amen? That's a, as I just said, you know, being a part of group, you know, we can, this could be a real pivotal time in your own personal walk with God. And it could be a real time, a launching pad and for you in reaching and achieving your own potential in God. So I'm sure there's many of us, we still haven't reached that place where maybe God wants us to be. So we have to just have to work that a little bit harder, don't we? And just as Pastor also prays about, God, take us, made us somewhere maybe you've never been before. And it's you may be a little bit fearful or frightened about that, but all fear is cast down as we just trust in God and believe Him and just look to Him that He will take us to that place where we'll just surrender ourselves completely to Jesus Christ and to His purpose and to His will. Amen. So we do that. But what I want to say this morning is let your harvest be a reaping time. Because, you know, the choices we make, we all have choices. We make decisions. And if one of those choices is that, yes, I'm going to grow, to be a part of a grow group this year, well, God bless you as you make that choice. But and also, we've mentioned before, you know, there's a real sense of excitement and expectancy with the Franklin Graham Crusade. And coming, it's next week, is it? The week after next? Yeah. And so we're all really excited about that. And already there's been a lot of seed sown in that. There's been a lot of prayer. There's been a lot of effort put in making everything come together for that. And that's going to be a really great time as people just go into that venue in the city and just to hear the word of God spoken, maybe for the very first time. But also there's many people going also to support those who come to know Jesus and make a decision at those meetings. And so we're, a lot of prayer, as I said, has already been put in. A lot of effort has been put in to making that event become a reality in every city in Australia. So we're looking forward, you know, it's going to be another time of reaping as the seed that's already been sown, the everything that's been done will come to pass at that particular event there. But as we said, and but the whole aim and purpose is that people will come to know Jesus Christ because the seed was sown, because seed was sown. So we're in the midst of all that, you know, where there's a great expectation by everyone concerned in that, that there will be rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves, as the Old Testament spoke about. And you may have or may not have heard of calling forth your harvest. And that's what God wants for us. God wants us to hear our cry for souls for Jesus Christ. And that's always been on the heart of God's people everywhere. And according to scriptures, you know, we need to be that people who will be zealous in doing that for the kingdom of God, in reaching out in that way to bring people in. So again, just in grow groups, you know, I just feel that you'll, in a grow group, you'll be further equipped and how you'll be able to reap your harvest. You know, I'm sure, I know many of you speak to people and you have different people on your hearts and they're this far away. And so we want them to take that extra step. But as you learn and grow yourself, you'll be able to help people take that step and that transition between being here and to going there into the kingdom of God. And that's a part of the purpose that God wants to do this. But so, you know, we want to see the sheaves coming in, so to speak, as the Old Testament spoke about. But in the natural, you know, bringing in a harvest always has been a season of celebration. There's always great joy when there's a reaping and picking fruit in season and taking stuff out of your gardens and all that sort of thing. We're all sowers and planters in that respect, you know, that we do things that will grow to enhance our lifestyle and the way that we live and provide and put food on the table for us. It's a great enjoyment, and I know many of you who grow your own food, and not all of you, Fionn, but, you know, things like the tomatoes and the broad beans and all that sort of stuff. It's just, you know, we rejoice, we're happy to see what's happened because we planted a seed. And that's how God is with us. When we're prepared to step outside, when we're outside of that door and we meet people, that we are prepared to speak and share our testimony of how Jesus and what Jesus Christ has done in our own personal lives. And I believe that that's a... God wants to see that within us, to that, you know. And as we do that, we will see the reward of sowing, you know, how we water and weed and all that sort of thing, you know, because as we grow, we have to protect the seed. And, you know, this precious seed, it symbolises abundance of grain and fruit from a season of work and sacrifice. I know many of you put hard work into your gardens, and it's beautiful. It's a great time. It lets you wind down at times when you may be stressed out or you want to go and nut something out or think something out. You can just get out there and you can take a little bit of vengeance out on cutting a few dead limbs off, all that sort of thing, pulling out weeds and just general tidying up around your garden and doing something to this plant and doing something to another plant. And that's how God, we work in the kingdom of God. You know, we touch this one, we touch that one. We help this one, we help that one. All that sort of thing. And that's the way the process of sowing and reaping evolves. But I believe when it comes to a spiritual harvest, you know, our expectancy should all be the same, that we sow, we wait, and we reap. And it's all about hope and expectation. And if we don't have a hope and expectation as we sow the seed, we sow the word of God into someone's life, if you share something with someone, I'm sure you walk away and you say, oh, I hope that person will come to know Jesus. That's our hope, isn't it? That's the expectation that our word, the whatever we speak, whatever we share, going to affect and touch someone's life in a wonderful way. But all this, it sounds simple, doesn't it? But if you're like most people and you've found yourself at some time or another wondering what happened to your harvest, you know, we plant and sometimes things fail, don't they? We speak to people and sometimes the word doesn't touch their hearts. And so we probably wonder what happens. You know, you've sowed, you've prayed and you've waited, but nothing happens. In fact, it seems like a harvest is long overdue. We always have that hope, you know, that something will eventuate. But, you know, sometimes we just look back and wonder why it hasn't happened. But we just have to have a look at the circumstances around us, or maybe the devil has got in the way and has come. It comes like the birds in the air and he's stolen that seed. And that's what the enemy wants to do, take away that seed that you've sown, the kingdom seed. And he comes in and steals that, takes it away so nothing will grow. That's his plan, that's his way. But either way, whatever happens, you know, you may be left wondering, and you probably ask, you know, could there be something more to this process? And the simple answer is yes, there is. Yes, there is another way. And I ask the question, are you due for harvest? Are you due for harvest? I'm sure you all are, have that expectancy of hope. You know that there's more good things going to happen in the kingdom of God. Many more people will come to know Jesus. And that, you know, the day will come that every knee shall bow and can come to know that Jesus Christ is Lord of their life. And so we're pressing in that way. But as I said, you know, either way, we may be left wondering, and I ask that question, are you due for a harvest? I don't know whether I am due, but I have that expectation that there's going to be more grain in the bin, so to speak. There's be more people coming to this church. There'll be more people coming to the kingdom of God throughout the whole universe as the word of God is spoken, as faithful people sow the seed, speak the word of God into people's lives. And so this morning, I just want to say, you know, we have to be ready. Get ready for the windows of heaven are open, because we believe, you know, God is a God of abundance. Amen? We believe that with all our heart and all our soul, that God will meet our every need. He will always provide for us. There will always be bread on the table. As we look to him for many areas of our life, Jesus will meet that need and be with us in every way that, you know, that because, you know, he's the Lord of the harvest, amen? Lord God is the Lord of the harvest, and he has a plan and a purpose and for us in every way. And his plan for us is to receive the bounty of his greatest blessings. And, you know, God gives us so much in so many wonderful ways. And so I say this morning, now, if you're ready for a visible return in your life, if you're ready for a visible return in your life, receive, believing that God's going to do a new thing in our midst. Amen. Have that in your heart. Really, truly believe that. Have that expectation and hope that God's going to do a new thing. Good things are about to happen. And above all, he will help you with your harvest. He'll help you call in your harvest. As you reach out, as you cry out for God, for souls, for people to come to know you, God will bless that as you reach out. And the scripture says, you know, before I say that, you know, we are encouraged to sow seed, as you know, everywhere we go. We have to sow good seed, don't we? We have to sow good seed. That means our own person, our lives, our own personal witness and testimony has to stand, that people will be able to have the faith to believe that in themselves, that, you know, what we're saying is true and it resonates with their spirit. So we sow good seed. And as scripture says in Galatians chapter 6 of verse 7, it says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, he will also reap. And if you desire harvest in your life, one thing is sure, you can't reap if you don't sow. You won't reap if you don't sow. And I'm sure, as we know, excuse me, we've seen in the media over the last few months about the devastation and heartache and about how in many parts of Australia, you know, we've been experienced one of the worst droughts on record. And we've seen there the devastation, the heartache, the disappointment, the distress. We see depression, anxiety, loss of income, family breakdowns, and all these things, you know, the many landowners endured through this drought and dry time that's still affecting their lives. But, you know, you see all this sadness and hopelessness and lifelessness. You see that written all over their faces. And, you know, they're looking at their losses, looking at the loss of seed they lost and all their reproducing livestock. And, But you know what? Come this autumn, about April, round about Anzac Day, you know what all these people will do again? Tell me. They'll sow seed. They'll sow seed again. They have that hope, expectation. You know that the next year is always going to be better year. And, you know, we hope for that. We ask God for that. That our next season, this coming season, this year, is our season. It'll be a record-breaking season. We'll have a great harvest. So, in faith, in their faith, whatever that faith may be, you know, they sow. They sow again, and they will sow again all the time. They will restock again. They'll buy a new breeding stock, new lambs and cattle, all that sort of thing. But they do that, you know what, with the same expectancy, the same hope, and that, you know, whatever they do, that the seed they sow will germinate and grow and reproduce, that the stock that they bring in will have offspring and reproduce. And I believe, you know, that's something we have to learn from a farmer, the way a farmer has that something within them. You know, this is what they do. It's like us as Christians. This is what we do. We sow and we reproduce. We want people to come to know Jesus. We want to make disciples and for Christ. But as I said, we do the same as a farmer does. We sow again. We continue that process of bringing souls to the kingdom, into the kingdom of God, with that everlasting knowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord of their lives. And so we continue to do that no matter what. You know, we do get bumped and dented, we get hurt, we may get offended, whatever, but you know, we keep going, don't we? Because the Spirit's still alive. The Spirit is within it, and the Spirit's always moving forward, taking us from glory to glory. You know, and that's our commitment, isn't it? That's our commitment to God, as we believe we're servants and we say we want to serve God. So that's what we do. We give much of our time, our energy, our financial giving and resources, many other things we do. But then, you know what? The enemy will work overtime just trying to keep you in fear and trying to dissuade you about giving away your resources and everything else. Why does he do that? Why? Because he knows how much you will gain in both in the natural and in the spiritual spiritual realms. Jesus said in Luke 6:38, that if you give, you will receive. Amen? You believe that? I do. I know how God's blessed my life. I know what God's done in my life. How he's always met that need. There's always somehow God, we believe, you know, that God will make a way. Amen? God will make a way. No, we never know what that way might be. It comes in many different forms, many different ways. But God always continues to pour out his favour upon us. Favour that he loves us so much and he wants to give back as we give unto him in the right way. If you give, you will receive. You know, the word says, your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more. It says, running over and poured into your lap. Poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. As we give to God, he will give back to us. As we bless God, he will bless you. As you look to him, he will look to you. And he'll keep your hand upon him. And that. So I believe that's a powerful truth. That's why the enemy, you know, doesn't want you to participate in sowing. In fact, he'd rather you forget it about it altogether. And that, because, you know, that's what we do. It'll always happen. And I love that scripture in the Old Testament. It's in the book of Genesis in chapter 9, right at the end of at the end of chapter 8, verse 29. The powerful promise here from God, where he says, as long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night. And all those things, you know, in the physical realm, all those elements are so important to a farmer or anyone planting vegetables, produce, vineyards, you know, that God's given us all these things. He said there will be planting and harvest. But he says along with that, cold and heat in the summer and winter, day and night. The nature needs all that, and we need that for ourselves. We need the day to do our things. We need our night to rest. But in the meantime, as the word says, and I believe it pertains to us, as long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest. That if we continue to sow, we will continue to reap. And I think I better leave it there this morning. I had much more to share, but I just believe it's God's plan and purpose for our life that we just continue to sow the seed. That is the word of God. If we have that upon our hearts, that we continue to reach out to people who don't know Jesus see them to come to know him in a wonderful way and to share the experience and the kingdom of God and to be participators in everything that God has for each and every one of us as we just look to him. So again, I just encourage you all as God's people look beyond where we are at the present time, to keep looking ahead and to keep asking God. The scripture says, ask of me. And as we ask of God, God will continue to meet our needs. He'll sow that seed in our own spirit. And that is as that seed germinates within our spirit, it will come forth and it will outwork in us as we look upon God and we wait upon him. As the farmer waits for the season, as he waits for harvest to come, so we wait upon the God, as we wait upon God. But it's not just a matter of sitting still and doing nothing. In that waiting, you know, there's time where we just have to look to God, wait upon him. I believe that wait we use spoken many times, but that waiting, it's not about doing nothing. It's not about doing nothing. We've got to be doing something, and that's what has to be about God's business. That's doing what the scripture says and bringing people to know Jesus Christ. And so this morning, I just believe, you know, that this year will be a bountiful year. It will be a bountiful harvest as we work in the vineyard, amen. As we work in God's vineyard and be his caretakers, that he's trusted us with being a part of the vineyard where he is the vine and we are the branches. And as branches, the fruit hangs off the branches. And so we have to produce that fruit that is souls. Amen. So Father God, we just bless you and thank you, Lord, that your heart is for us and your spirit is upon us. Lord, as we look to you this day, as we come together as your people, Father, we just pray, Lord God, for every good and worthwhile purpose that you've embedded within our spirits. Lord, we'll produce fruit. It will bear a good thing in our lives, Lord, where we'll feel we are worthy to be called sons and daughters of the Most High God. And so, Father, we just thank you that your blessing, Father, is you are just always wanting to Pour out your blessing upon us, Lord, in the abundance that we speak about, Father God. We just thank you for that, Lord, that you are so generous in all of your ways, Father, in all of your ways. So, Father, we again thank you for this day that you've given us, Lord. And we look forward to the next day, Father, that's coming, Father. Lord, that there will be a great joy, Father. There will be celebration, Father, as people come to know Jesus Christ, Lord. As the Old Testament people, there was rejoicing. Harvest was a time of great celebration. And so, Father, as you bring people into the kingdom, Father, we will rejoice with them, Father. We will sing. We will thank you, Father. Lord, we will always be a people of praise, a people of purpose, and most of all, Lord, a people of prayer who will just trust, completely trust and look to you and to say and know, you are my God. You are my God. In you I trust. Thank you, Father. Bless you all. Thank you all.